think being a young man and being the center of attention, I enjoyed that. Being in the limelight, hitting that home run or making that play and getting the adulation and the applause of people.
So the sports and that dream was really what drove you?
Sports was my everything.
It was a life Roscoe loved. As long as he was playing amateur ball, everything was perfect. When he met his wife Amy, he made it clear if she married him, she married the ballpark too.
His life consisted of working, playing ball, and drinking beer. That's what he did when I met him, 7 nights a week.
At first it was fun. Amy enjoyed the amazing success of her husband, but it got old, fast.
I said, well, this guy's gone 7 days a week. I need something. What am I going to do? I know what's going to work. I'm going to have a baby. That's going to change our life.
That'll bring him home.
That'll bring him home. He's going to want a baby. So we had our first daughter, and it didn't stop.
Roscoe continued his 7 nights a week ball schedule. 11 months later, Amy was pregnant again, this time with a boy.
I thought, oh, this is the catch meow. Now I am going to give him a son. I'm going to give him the ball player.
Right.
So that doesn't work. Then we had 3, and then we had 4.
But Roscoe didn't change and didn't want to.
This is about me and my game and me glorifying myself.
I got to the point where I didn't want to go to the ballpark anymore. It wasn't fun for me anymore. He played ball all day. I was pushing babies in 100-degree weather.
Raising them by yourself.
Raising them by myself. It didn't matter how much I cried. It didn't matter how much I stomped my feet. It didn't matter how many times I packed up the kids and left and said, I am not
really
going to live like this. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I packed up and went to my mom's and said, I am not living like this anymore. I will not be a ballpark wife.
Roscoe, did you realize that? Did you have any comprehension of how much of your children's lives you were missing?
I really did not know. I was in such a bad state of all about me. Didn't care about anyone else.
The pattern continued. Amy raised kids. Roscoe played ball. Then one night during a softball tournament, Ross met an unusual fan.
Before I could get a word out, this man had a hold of my hand and was shaking my hand with such life and vigor and just introducing himself and how he loves the Lord and how he loves watching us amateurs play softball. And this guy was so alive. And he asked me if I knew Jesus Christ. And I told him I didn't know Jesus Christ.
Roscoe repeated the sinner's prayer, but his self-centered lifestyle never changed.
And so what did you think, Amy? He makes this decision for God, and yet there's no change whatsoever in him.
I didn't believe it, even at the time. I went along with it, but I knew his patterns.
But one person believed Roscoe would change. Amy's father. He was a Christian and had been praying for Ross for years.
He floored me when he told me, he said, your husband's going to be an evangelist someday. And I said, are you nuts? Have you lost your mind? Do you know what kind of man we're dealing with here? He said, I know those kind of men. I was one of those kind of men.
But a minor change in Roscoe's workplace was about to have a major impact in his life. He was assigned a new partner, a sold-out believer in Jesus Christ.
We would read the Bible. And then things started just coming off those pages into my mind. And for the first time in my life, and I got to see how much of a mess I was, full of sin, and how holy and righteous God is.
His change of heart came too late. Amy wanted a divorce.
When she looked at me with cold eyes and just said, I just don't love you anymore. You've used me as a doormat for 10 years. And I stood here, waited for you and waited for you. That was a wake-up call. And I laid on the floor at work. And I gave my life to Jesus. And I said, for 38 years, I've messed up everything I've tried. And I asked him this time, not with a 1, 2, 3 repeat after me, but come into my heart, take control of my life. I'm not going to do anything but pray that you will heal my family, that you'll restore my marriage and bring my wife's heart back to me. Everything I've messed up, would you please fix?
Amy began seeing amazing changes in Ross, and for the first time in 10 years, thought maybe her father was right. Maybe Jesus Christ can change a person. So one night, Amy, too, gave her heart to Jesus.
And we lay there and we hugged each other. And we both cried. She fell asleep. And I went back downstairs to that kitchen. And I raised my hands up to heaven. And I said, you are a God who's in the miracle business.
Roscoe and Amy began building their relationship on Jesus Christ. They sought Christian counseling, found a good church, and prayed together every day. Today, they thank God for His faithfulness.
It's awesome. We have truly become as one.
The kids are seeing the example of the family God intended it to be. Yes.
He has brought more joy.
Restoration.
He's buried things. He's thrown them as far as east as the west. Not only in his mind, but in our minds. We press onward. We press forward. It's a wonderful life. Praise God.